from 4-H. We have from Riley County 4-H, Gabby Howard, joining us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Riley Volkman, who is a member of Dickinson County 4-H. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
They are joining us here this morning because there's something coming up on Saturday, October 26th. It's called Community Conversations. It is kind of an open forum. And tell us a little bit more about what's going on here.
Well, in this Community Conversations event, we're going to be discussing mass shootings because we think it's a very important topic of everything that's been happening in our country. And we want to have a safe space so we can discuss all the possible solutions maybe or what youth can do to help prevent mass shootings.
And this is being primarily youth-led. This is kind of born out of conversations you guys have had.
Yeah, we actually had facilitator training last month, and it's all 4-H'ers about our age. We had actually some 12-year-olds even that were training to be facilitators. So as they grow, they'll have a lot of experience in facilitating these.
This will take place at the Staley School of Leadership on October 26th. What's the time for that?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, so pretty long event here. Who is it that you're hoping that will come out and attend this event?
Well, we're hoping to get youth to come out and share their opinions, and we hope to get diverse people with diverse opinions with different views on mass shootings, and we just want to hear everybody out so maybe we can find some common ground on what we should do about mass shootings.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's a great opportunity here for young people to express their opinions on a subject like this. You guys, unfortunately, are the generation that seems to have this constantly happening. What is the opinion like for you guys as far as just what it's like going to school and feeling safe?
Yeah, as facilitators, we want to stay neutral because we want to keep that safe space so that everyone can share their opinions. But I know even in school, it's a tough conversation. I mean, a lot of our teachers really don't want us to talk about it or don't want us to write in our papers. I don't know if, Gabby, you've had the same experience. But it's really important that, since it's such a tough conversation, that we talk about it.
Yeah, I definitely have had that experience because it can be a sensitive topic to talk about, and that's exactly why we're having this community conversation, because we need a safe space to be able to discuss this. Because like I said, it's very important right now with everything that's been happening. So we're just hoping that it'll start a conversation so maybe it'll spread more and it'll bring more awareness to the fact that we need to start talking about this.
Well, has 4-H done something like this in the past here in the community, or is this kind of the first of its kind?
They have had community conversations before. We're actually partnered with Kansas 4-H as well as the Institute of Civic Discourse and Democracy. So the Institute does a lot of stuff like this, but Kansas 4-H is pairing with them so that we can have this conversation.
Great. It's a timely topic. Again, Saturday, October 26th. Have you involved any of the local schools? Will they be participating in this at any point?
Well, we've been kind of advocating and advertising for everybody, so we're hoping that people from the local schools are going to get involved, but we haven't been working directly with the schools. But we're just hoping that everybody will come, and since it's for youth, most of them are going to be from either schools here or maybe somewhere else.
And the important thing to remember is that it doesn't just have to be 4-H members. It's designed for all middle school and high school students, and it's actually free to middle school and high school students because we think it's an important topic. And parents and adults actually can participate, but there's limited space available because it's tailored to those younger individuals.
So what will the format be of the event? Will it be kind of a question and answer situation, more of a debate style?
So we have a roadmap, actually, as facilitators. So we have an introduction where we get to know each other, create that safe space, and then we talk about ground rules. And then we go through three different topics under preventing mass shootings in our communities. And those three topics are reducing the threat of mass shootings, equipping people to defend themselves, and rooting out violence in our society. And under each of these topics, we have five actions and their corresponding drawbacks. And the participants will actually vote on two of those actions under each topic to further discuss.
All right. Again, Saturday, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Staley School of Leadership Studies. That'll be the community conversations event. What do you guys hope to do with the data that you, or the feedback you get from respondents on that day?
Well, we are having this whole thing just to find a common ground so we can maybe move forward with something and create maybe a campaign or something like that. We haven't really decided on what to do with it, but we're hoping to make an impact, even if it's a small one, so that we can get some things resolved.
All right. Anything else maybe I haven't touched on that you guys want to get out to people?
I think it's just important to know that our overall goal here is to help develop those conversation skills. That's something that a lot of kids don't get to learn. And through 4-H, I know Gabby and I have had a lot of experiences where we are now comfortable talking in front of people,
Definitely.
Facilitating these, and even speaking on the radio to advocate about things that we care about. But the ultimate goal of this conversation is just for people to experience seeking that common ground and that understanding.
And I think it's important to remember that everybody is welcome, no matter what their opinion or views on mass shootings are. It's going to be a safe space, so don't be afraid to come down and talk with us. And just know that your opinion is going to be respected, and this is going to be a very civil discussion.
All right. Again, the event is created in part to help build help youth build communication skills to prepare for citizenship in action and Citizenship Washington Focus in 2020, funded through 4-H program fees and has been developed in response to being identified as a 4-H priority area during the 2017 Kansas 4-H Program Prioritization Survey. Gabby Howard, Riley County 4-H, Riley Volkman, Dickinson County 4-H have been our guests here. Again, the event is Saturday, October 26th, the Staley School of Leadership Studies. Anything else?
Just one thing. It's really important that you register as soon as possible so that we know how many numbers we're going to have. I believe that our link for registration is going to be up on the news on your website,
yep.
As well as you can go to kansas4-h.org. And under What's Hot, we have the Community Conversations tab where you can register.
That's right. And it is on our Facebook page right now, too. So if you go to the KMAN Facebook page, you can click on that link and register. Well, guys, thank you so much. Great opportunity here, I think, for the community to take part in this.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Great example of 4-H leadership. Okay, Riley, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, you know I'm a Dickinson County kid.
Oh, okay.
I am. Where are you at?
I'm from Abilene.
Are you?
Yeah.
I lived there for a while.
Okay.
I grew up south of there at Elmo.
Okay. Makes
sense. You know where that is.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've probably driven right by my farm.
Yeah.
So I had to throw that in because, you know, that's kind of like home in a lot of respects. So, all right. Great
Thank
to have you in.
Yeah.
Good luck with everything. Congratulations on what you're doing. That's awesome.
Thank you.
It's 8:11 at News Radio KMAN. A look at our forecast is next.